USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talked about domestic enemies? Rhetoric unbecoming of a president of the United States.
The Senate Minority Leader taking to the Senate floor to slam President Biden's speech in Georgia on voting rights. Biden is pushing a majority of Democrats to lift the Senate filibuster to pass two voting rights bills. McConnell also accuses Democrats of being hysterical about new election laws.
The smallest majority we've ever seen in our politics is trying to change the rules for how people get elected in every single state.
The Biden administration putting a positive spin on the record inflation number that came out earlier on Wednesday by saying that the consumer price index also showed gas and food prices are falling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
As Democrats continue to discuss changes to the filibuster, Lance Pry from our USA Radio News West Coast Bureau takes a look at some of the comments we've heard in the past from Democrats.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
Senator Cory Booker.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of them.
Senator Joe Biden.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All 17 people who died in Sunday's Bronx apartment building fire have now been identified, including 8 children. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
NATO representatives and Russian officials are meeting to discuss the ongoing tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border, where thousands of Russian soldiers are stationed. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, however, assures Ukraine has NATO's support.
We are ready to sit down, and of course we hope that Russia is ready to meet us in a series of meetings addressing these issues, and I hope that that the response from Russia will be positive, because dialogue, talks, is what we need.
Stoltenberg also says NATO continues to consider Ukraine's request to join the military alliance.
Allies are ready to support Ukraine on its path towards membership, helping to implement reforms, modernize the armed forces to meet NATO standards. And then, at the end of the day, it has to be NATO allies and Ukraine that decides on membership.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.